Joe Miller's bid for an election contest has been turned down by a federal court. U.S. District Judge Ralph Beislein this afternoon dismissed Miller's suit against the State Division of Elections, saying that the Republican candidate's latest amended complaint charging U.S. constitutional violations of state election laws cannot trump the Alaska Supreme Court's decision upholding voter intent. Beislein threw out Miller's complaint on both counts, that the Constitution's election clause, which put the manner of conducting elections squarely on the shoulders of the state legislature, and on the Equal Protection Clause, which requires specific standards on the part of elections officials. The judge said that the state election division's manner of counting write-in ballots complies with the Alaska Supreme Court's interpretation of the state statutory language. And Beislein said the determination of challenged ballots was made by one individual, the director of elections, giving a uniform standard to the count. We reached Joe Miller at his home minutes after the decision was released and asked him what's next.
One of the things that I picked out of the judge's order that I'm not finished reviewing yet is that he agrees that there are some things that need to be clarified by the legislature, and that may be, in fact, the proper step to go at this point, is to try to get some sort of statutory relief so that, you know, we aren't placed in the same circumstances that we faced this time around. But we're evaluating the decision, making a determination as to what we do next, if anything. And we'll certainly do that after consideration of all options.
Can you describe for me the concerns that you had about the violation of the Equal Protection Clause and the Elections Clause? Describe what you believe to be the proper interpretation of these clauses in the Constitution and how they were violated by this election.
No question that the way that the count progressed, and it's unfortunate that this really has not received, I think, good coverage in the press, is that the hand count resulted in additional ballots being included for the write-in candidate, whereas the machine candidates, those that were pre-printed on the ballot that received the machine count, didn't have the same benefit. The number was approximately 1,553 that was added in under the write-in candidate's tally. There's no opportunity for those that are pre-printed on the ballot to have a review of those ballots as the write-in candidates had to determine whether or not some of those unread ballots actually qualify. And again, in the case of the write-in candidate in this race, there were 1,553 approximately ballots that were added to the tally. Our position was, look, you can't approach a race and say that one candidate's ballots get a different review or receive a higher value than another candidate's ballot.
Have you considered saying to the state, look, we want this recount, a hand recount of all of the ballots? Have you considered saying to the state, we'll pay for this, we want this done, proceeding that way?
Well, it looks like if we decide to do any type of recount, we have to pay for it anyway. Given the federal judge's decision, if we don't appeal it, we won't be within 0.5% that allows the state to fund the recount. But, you know, we had already said several weeks ago that we intended to pursue a recount with respect to a review by hand. And the state immediately, I think, was the director of the Division of Elections, said, hey, any recount's going to be by automated process. It's not going to be by hand. So already kind of undercut that approach. That is certainly worth discussion, and we would absolutely love to see the state come in and say, sure, hand count's fine. You pay for it as long as it's a reasonable cost. We'd probably pursue that. But I think that's unlikely given the statements that came out of the Division of Elections several weeks ago with regard to that issue.
I know that it was mentioned at one point that you were considering the U.S. Supreme Court. Is that still on the radar given what happened today in Judge Beislein's court?
We're evaluating all our options. I mean, the discussion that we have with our legal team over the next day probably will result in a determination as to whether or not we appeal the federal judge's order. Of course, the sequence of appeals, Ninth Circuit, then U.S. Supreme Court. Also under state statute, you have a provision for a recount. You've got the provision as well for a what's called an election contest. So there are still, other remedies that can be pursued. But, we're evaluating all options. I will probably make a determination here in the next several days and of course, notify the people of the state of Alaska as to what we decide to do at this point.
How hard has this been for you personally to continue this fight financially, emotionally? What's this process been like for you?
It has been financially challenging for us because even though the FEC permitted us during the campaign to draw salary from campaign funds, we chose not to do that. In fact, we've not received any salary, any financial benefit from the race or from the subsequent legal events that have occurred after the election. And because of where we're at, obviously, I've not started up my private practice again, my law firm. It has been obviously fiscally challenging, but we've done this because we believe it's the right thing to do. And we remain committed, to that concept that, we believe that ballots ought to be treated the same. We believe that there really does need to be full transparency in the elections process. We don't have that now. And I think that there certainly are some significant changes that can be made, perhaps through legislative action to help correct some of these things. So it's worth the cost because it's the right fight.
And what about the future? Has this experience soured you on the political process? Do you see yourself running for office again?
Don't have any plans, any specific plans whatsoever to run for office. No, I'm not soured. I mean, I'm a realist. I recognize that a reformer is always going to face opposition, significant opposition. And I recognize that clear back in the primary. I mean, this has always been a David and Goliath type approach.
A spokeswoman for the Division of Elections says election officials are reviewing the judge's decision and are withholding comment at this time. Meanwhile, the state of Alaska plans to seek nearly $16,000 in legal fees from Joe Miller's team over litigation surrounding the U.S. Senate race. The Department of Law says its attorney fees related to Miller's challenge in state superior court totaled more than $79,000. The department says it's allowed to recover 20% of the fees and is seeking just under $16,000. A link to the entire Joe Miller interview is at our website, aprn.org.